The Democratic House of Representatives will send two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate later today. Managers named a short time ago. They will conduct the prosecution in the trial. We get a report from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
We had a strong case for impeachment of the president and removal for the president.
The lawmakers Speaker Pelosi named include the two Democratic congressmen who led the impeachment investigation, Adam Schiff of California and Jerry Nadler of New York. Both are lawyers. This is Nadler.
There is an overwhelming case, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the president betrayed the country.
Adam Schiff says it's important to stop President Trump now.
The president was trying to get foreign help in cheating in the next election.
The president says he's done nothing wrong, and the Democrats are trying to remove him from office because they can't beat him in November. Rita Foley, Washington.
During Speaker Pelosi's news conference, President Trump was on Twitter saying, quote, another con job by the do-nothing Democrats. The Russian government is resigning after President Vladimir Putin announced to Parliament his plan for a series of fundamental changes to the country's constitution. The Parliament would be strengthened, possibly to ban term limits and perhaps move toward a union with neighboring Belarus as semi-legal solutions to keep Putin in power. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and his team have been asked to stay on until a new government is in place. The United States and China are two largest economic powers. President Trump and Beijing's chief negotiator, Liu He, will do the honors at the White House. Mr. Trump calls the agreement a major victory. More news at voanews.com. Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain, France, and Germany accused Tehran of breaking key restrictions under the accord and triggered a dispute resolution mechanism. Speaking in India, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif restated long-standing complaints about Europe not living up to its economic promises under the nuclear deal, especially its refusal to buy Iranian oil. In Australia, changes in the weather are helping firefighters in their struggle with raging bushfires. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
The outlook at present continues to be more benign, as we said yesterday, and that's providing an important opportunity for the Royal Fire Services, as well as emergency services, the Defence Forces and others, to be undertaking a lot of works around the country, which is can prove up our resilience in dealing with the ongoing fire threat as it presents over the next few months.
Thousands of participants from more than 100 countries, including heads of state and business leaders, will gather at next week's annual World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the forum's headquarters in Geneva.
The World Economic Forum is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year at a time of great uncertainty. The forum's founder and executive director, Klaus Schwab, warns the world is in a state of emergency and the window to act is quickly closing.
We do not want to face continued political and economic disintegration. We do not want to reach the tipping point of irreversibility on climate change. And we do not want that the next generations inherit a world which becomes ever more hostile and ever less habitable. Just think of the wildfires in Australia.
Discussions about the de-escalation of hostilities and instability in the Middle East are expected to loom large during the week-long discussion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha proclaimed his innocence today as his treason trial got underway in Phnom Penh. Kem headed the now-dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. Kem was arrested in September 2017 and accused of conspiring to overthrow the Hun Sen regime. Observers say a conviction is all but certain, as courts in Cambodia are seen as heavily politicized and under the ruling party's influence. More than 50 children and adults suffered minor injuries when a mist of jet fuel fell over several schools in the Los Angeles area Tuesday. The fuel had been dumped by the crew of a Delta Airlines jet bound for China when it lost an engine and was forced to make an emergency return to Los Angeles International Airport. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.